Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr.
Sandman. Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, that's right, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of my studio in Orange County, actually. So if you have a question, I have my whole team up there in Oakland. Go ahead and give them a call. The number to call is 888-588-5818. Maybe you want to know what's going to happen with this new tariff war that's going on again. Go ahead and give us a call, 888-588-5818. Or if you don't want to call, you can always tweet us a question anytime you like at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. I want to thank all my listeners for last week. I was at the Indianapolis 500. I got to tell you what, if you have never been to that race, you have to make that a bucket list item in your life because it is incredible. The experience, all the people, it is truly one of the greatest spectacles in the world. And I could not believe it. Thank you to all the listeners who called me and texted me and emailed me and said, we almost won. It was incredible. The car that you know that we were sponsoring, the car number 25, almost won the race. It was incredible. This new kid out of nowhere gets in there and almost wins the race at the very end. It was truly exciting. And check out my Twitter page again, at PYA Radio, if you want to see some videos and clips. And just a great time. Great time all around. So thank you, everybody. Are you about to receive the largest check of your life? Chances are right now, if you're at or near retirement, you're about to make a decision that could cost you literally tens of thousands of dollars if you're not careful. Maybe you just received an inheritance or won the lottery, or you're trying to decide right now if you should roll over that pension or that 401k because you're calling it quits at work, or maybe you're facing some choices about some newfound windfall that you happen to come upon. It can feel so great to receive unexpected money, but if you're not well prepared, you could get hit with a bunch of taxes and then at the end receive a lot less than you expected. Or I've seen this happen quite a bit. People just get bad advice from someone who doesn't know what they're doing, and that's even worse. So I've worked with multiple people, athletes, CEOs, folks just retiring from work, business owners, and they face these types of questions just about every day. So I thought it'd be a great time right now. I saw again this week a couple people who had these types of questions. For me to get into this and share with you some what I call big money mistakes to avoid when you receive some kind of a windfall or a lump sum. Not to mention what smart steps you should take to handle money when you get it. If you're facing a decision about retiring and receiving the largest check of your life from your 401k or your pension, or you've received an inheritance and don't know what to do next, or perhaps you just got news of an unexpected bonus that's about to hit you, then you don't want to miss this show. It's going to be a great show, and we're going to get into all kinds of good advice. So you'll be really glad you tuned in today. And so go ahead and keep it right here. Now, let's get started. This past week, once again, Wall Street was another week of, let's just call it, what's going to happen next? I just, you know, it continues to happen with the administration and with the politics. And the market seems to react pretty much in step with what's going on. So Monday, we had this had nothing to do with our economy, obviously. This had to do with Italy. And so Italy's political uncertainty continued with the two vying parties seeming to almost come together in some respects. And people didn't like it. And the global markets were very concerned about the amount of Italian debt that's out there and what's going to happen with getting that paid back. So the market sold off on Monday. We saw the Dow and the S&P down, so, you know, pretty good amount of numbers. And we're talking 391 points on the Dow, and S&P was down 31. So, you know, strong down days when the world news came back again. I mean, we saw this, remember back in 09, 10 with the Greece and the European market. And you see these sell-offs happen because now we are a global economy. So, again, that's what happened Monday. Wednesday, we saw a rally once again. The Dow was up 306 points. The S&P 500 was up 34.15, and the NASDAQ was up 65, and the Russell 2000 hit a new all-time high. And I'm sorry, that was Tuesday, actually, when we were talking about the Greece thing. Obviously, Monday was a holiday. But anyway, Wednesday saw a rally coming back, and then Thursday, we had the White House coming out with the tariffs again. Tariffs, we hear these tariff wars happen again with Mexico, and the Canadian Prime Minister got real upset on the news, and the EU's talking about how they're going to hurt us. So again, you know, the market didn't like that, and we had a sell-off. And then yesterday, the jobs number was out of control. I'll talk about that in a minute, because that is a real problem that's happening currently. And so the market rallied yesterday pretty strong on Friday. But for the week, here are the numbers. The Dow was down 117 points, you know, about a half of a percent, 0.48 to be exact. The S&P 500 was up slightly, 13 points, and in terms of percentage, that's about a half a percent again on the positive side. And the NASDAQ, God, these small cap NASDAQs and the technology are just on fire. That was up 1.62% for the week, or 120 points. You know, if you have small cap stocks right now and you've done pretty well on that, you might want to take a look at that. It might not be a bad time to rebalance or adjust some of your positions out of there. It's not a bad time to start thinking about that. The economy, the numbers came out this week, and we saw the economy grow 2.2% for the GDP. Now, listen, this wasn't quite what's been promised or expected, if you will. We felt that according to the administration, we were going to see more like 3% GDP. And so this is about par for the course. It's kind of normal, if you will. But the economy is still looking good. And this was highlighted yesterday by the jobs report. Now, I got to tell you, this jobs report was excellent. It added 223,000 jobs. These are new jobs to the economy. Now, people say, well, that's not so great. We've seen 200,000 plus for a while. Yeah, but the unemployment rate is at 3.8%. Now, this is an 18-year low. And even though wages aren't seeming to rise as quickly, there's really a problem when it comes to hiring qualified people. I don't know if you're seeing this, if you're an employer or a business owner, but most of the folks I'm talking to, certainly in our business, in the financial services area, we're seeing a real hard time finding qualified talent. This is becoming a problem. The Fed, in their beige book last week, talked about that the job market, in their opinion, was starting to get tight again in terms of, again, finding quality people. Now, an area where this is starting to show some drivers, believe it or not, get this, there's a national shortage right now of truck drivers. According to TransForce, there's a need for 50,000 truck drivers right now. Can you imagine that? 50,000 truck drivers. So wages right now in that industry are skyrocketing. If you're a brand new driver just getting out of school, you could make $50,000 a year. And truck drivers right now who have any experience are making anywhere from $75,000 to, get this, $100,000 a year. So there's a real need for truck drivers right now. And the concern that I have with the job economy, and you may remember, we've been asking for jobs, more jobs, more U.S. jobs. We've been asking that for years, and now it seems to be upon us. But the problem with this, and what we have to understand about that, is this could force the Fed to raise rates quicker than everybody thinks. And that's because they don't want the economy to overheat. Because when you have a lot of people working, they're going to be buying a lot of the goods, and that drives the price up. And this is what everybody's afraid of, is inflation. So we got to keep our eye on that. And it is very possible. I don't think there's any doubt with this number that you're going to see the interest rates rise here in June. The Fed will raise rates. I mean, I would say it's probably 100% certain they're going to raise rates here in June. And it's possible now with this sort of information that you could see not only one more raise this year in September, which they've been talking about, but maybe another one in December as well. So that is starting to look somewhat realistic. And what that means to you is that if you have bonds, and again, I saw this a lot with people this week, they had bonds that were further out on the yield curve. And what that means is if you own a bond, you have to pay attention to the maturity on that bond. And if your bonds are out 12, 15, 20 years or more, you better own the individual bonds, because when these rates continue to rise, which it looks like they're going to do, those bond rates will go down on your longer range bonds. In other words, the price on the bond, what you paid for it, if you cashed it in, you're going to lose money. So you want to hold those bonds to maturity. And in some cases, if they're out a long time, you're going to be living with them for a long time, because these rates appear to be definitely on the upswing. Now, this is something that can and will continue to be a problem. And I think it's a result of really an economy that's doing pretty well. Now, what about tariffs? Can tariffs derail all this? Well, I think it's more of a small issue. I think what's going on right now is the market's just looking for some certainty. It's looking for the White House, in this case, to tell them what they're doing and stop with this back and forth. And that's why the market keeps moving one way or the other. And again, these aren't major moves, 1% here or there sounds huge, but in the big picture, it's not, because the economy is doing pretty well. So overall, we're just looking for some guidance and some clarity. And that's what you're seeing right now. And it does feel a little awkward, but overall, remember, the economy is looking good. And with that really good jobs number and with everybody back to work, at least that's what's appearing in the shortage, we're looking for some good economic times ahead. You just got to be aware of the likelihood that the Fed's going to react. Okay, next week, what do we have coming up? Next week's going to be a light week. As I said last week, the earnings season is winding down. Monday, we're going to see manufacturing, and then Thursday, you're going to see the initial jobless claims numbers. And this should show, again, that things are in the economy are looking pretty well. And I think overall, you're going to see probably more of this throughout the summer. I don't really expect much of a pop, if you will, in the stock market until after the elections in November. So that's about where we are right now. When I come back, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about what happens when you roll over your 401k. Let's say you inherit a bunch of money. You're going to want to avoid the tax traps that are laying out there. And I'm going to give you some realistic ideas on how you want to just think about this sort of thing when you start to receive a large sum of money. Before you do anything, you're going to want to hear this. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Well, we all need someone we can lean on. And if you want it, well, you can lean on me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. And now, here's your host, David Hollander.
You can rest your
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. On today's episode of Protect Your Assets, we're discussing rollovers, pensions. These are huge windfalls that typically are in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And so are you toying around with the idea of retiring, or are you counting down the days until retirement? Either way, What are you going to do with your pension or your 401k? Will you turn it into a monthly annuity, or will you roll it over to an IRA? This will likely be one of the biggest financial decisions of your life. So what I can tell you now is tread carefully, as there's no clear-cut formula to follow on which option to choose, as each person and plan are so unique. But there's some key considerations you should examine as you approach this decision. What are they? Well, let's first discuss what your options will most likely be when you get to make this type of a decision. So I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen, if you will, and write some of this stuff down. Now, these are some options that you're going to have when it comes to a pension. First, you may have the option to take a full pension. So it would be a full pension over your lifetime. And this would be something that would pay you for as long as you live. And if you were to die early, your pension payment would end. Again, unless you did the second option, which is you take a slightly reduced pension amount over your lifetime. And then should you die early, your spouse would receive a reduced pension amount. Another option you might have is something called the significantly reduced. And what this is where you take a significantly reduced pension over a joint lifetime. And should you die early, your spouse would receive the same pension amount as you were receiving. And then the other option there is called something we call the dramatically reduced pension. And what this is where you take, again, a lower pension, but you receive a single partial lump sum amount, and that goes right into your IRA. And then the most popular one that a lot of people are talking about now, and we actually did this recently, we looked at, and this is how this works. When you get an option to take a pension, you really have to shop the market, because what a pension really is, it's an annuity. It's a type of an annuity. And you say, oh, I've heard that word of annuity. What does that mean? There's all kinds of annuities. And I've done shows on this in the past because we don't have time this morning to get into all that. But there is all types of annuities. And when you get a pension, that's an annuity. And an annuity is a payment guaranteed by an insurance company, guaranteed by their claims paying ability, to pay you a certain check every month for as long as you're around. And in exchange, you give them a lump sum of money. So that's what it is. And you can shop that market because it is a market. And there's all obviously many different types of insurance companies that could pay different amounts of money. And now with interest rates rising, which we're seeing, this has a dramatic effect on what the marketplace will pay. And so therefore, there may be much better options out there than what you're currently getting from your employer. So before you consider this final option, which is to take no pension at all and receive a lump sum and roll it into your IRA, shop around. Don't just assume that that is the only option. Now, either you trust your employer's ability of fulfilling their financial obligation to pay you for the rest of your life, or you want to do it yourself. If you choose option number one and you're married, obviously you want to protect your spouse. Because if you die, who's going to take care of her or him? One way to do this is with inexpensive term life insurance. The rule of thumb is this. Find the dollar difference in the pension amount between option number one we talked about, the full pension, and option number three, where you get the same amount of money. Remember that? So for example, let's say option number one were to pay you $5,000 a month, while option three would pay you $4,400 a month and then pay your spouse, right? The difference is $600. Well, once you have the dollar difference between the two pension options, then you search for how much life insurance you can buy with that amount. Following the example above, how much insurance could you buy with around $600 a month? Obviously, this is a very personal question because your health, not your wealth, is going to buy that insurance. Now, this choice, though, will allow you to maximize your income while also protecting your spouse with a tax-free life insurance benefit should you die early. Remember, life insurance proceeds are tax-free. They are not estate tax-free, but they're income tax-free. Now, again, only going this route if you're absolutely certain about your employer's ability to continue making pension payments to you for the rest of your life. The last thing you want to happen is your pension gets cut, or you're being faced with the decision to terminate your life insurance plan because you can't afford it anymore. However, if you're more comfortable taking control of your retirement or hiring someone who specializes in this area, then choosing option number 4 or 5 might be your best bet. Many plans, especially state-controlled pensions, and I see this a lot with my teachers, my firefighters, and my police officers. By the way, thank you for your service. Only these types of plans only allow what's called a partial lump sum. And so whether you choose a partial lump sum or you want to go the full lump sum option, the proceeds from these sort of pension plans, remember, this is a big deal. They must go into what's called a rollover IRA. Many people make this mistake over and over again. You need to do this, and I recommend that you roll this from what's called a trustee to trustee transfer. In order to keep that tax-deferred status, remember, you have not paid taxes on that money. And if you receive that money, you're going to pay taxes on it. So by rolling over a portion or all of your pension into an IRA, you can still control that money. You can control how it's invested. And should you die early, this is a big deal, your spouse and your kids will receive the full value of that account that you worked so hard to build up your entire life. This is not something that's available with options 1 through 3 that we were talking about at the beginning of this segment. Remember, with those options, if you die early, your kids get nothing. And that may not be what you're trying to do, particularly if you worked all those years and saved that money and you happen to die 2 or 3 years into your retirement. That would be terrible. You'd probably lose hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars because of that decision. So that's not necessarily the item that's best suited for you. So you want to look at this and you want to get more financial control over your money and your financial future and the ability to keep more of this money in your family. Now, they say it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become an expert at something. And unless you're going to dedicate 10,000 hours to becoming a rollover, an IRA expert, then you need to hire one. It really takes a true IRA expert or a team of experts to properly plan and care for your IRA. Now, if you make the wrong move, you could owe not only taxes, but some big time penalties as well. So it makes smart sense to meet with our team who handles these types of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 4 estate planning attorneys, and we have a team of financial advisors who all work together as a group to help you through decisions like this. It's so exciting, and we had this happen yesterday. We have a client walk in with their tax return, with their trust, and we hand those documents over to the CPA and to the estate planning attorney, and as we're talking to you, they're reviewing your documents. And then we all sit down together as a group, and we talk about how to get you back on track. So with our on-track retirement review process, we're going to help coach you through making the right types of decisions right now when you're thinking about your pension, rolling over your IRA, your 401k, or TSP. You're going to also learn what precise steps you can take right now to retire the way you've always dreamed of and avoid paying unnecessary taxes, and also finding out how much income you can create and withdraw from your accounts every year. If you've saved at least $250,000, then here's what you need to do. Go ahead and pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your own on-track retirement review at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number. It's 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone right now and request a visit with my team. Here's how you do it. Call them right now. They're sitting there at their desk. 888-588-5818. We work with clients of all ages who are specializing on looking at retirement. So go ahead and give us a call. We specialize in this sort of retirement planning. We want to help you have the best retirement and have an exceptional retirement, whatever that may look like for you. So don't settle for average advice. Call our team of specialists, 888-588-5818, and you'll have yours done absolutely free. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, you just won the lottery and are about to receive a really big check. What five things must you do right now? Find out. This is all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Where does it go from here? Is it down to the lake?
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. I'm also known as the Sandman around here, and that's because I help my clients sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And you're listening to us this morning on Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. So do you know what steps to take if a lump sum of money falls into your lap, like an inheritance or a big bonus or a settlement, maybe a rollover from your pension, or maybe you're lucky enough to hit the lottery? Isn't that fun to think about? I actually had a client walk in one day who had won the lottery, and it was amazing how he approached the subject with me, but it feels so great to receive a financial windfall. But if you're not well prepared, you could overpay in taxes and you could receive a lot less than you expected. In fact, we had a client recently, he sold his business, and because of the advice he received, he was unable to stretch that into a long-term capital gain and deferred over many years, so he ended up paying a huge amount of tax. So it makes so much sense when you're looking at something like this to make some smart money moves with your lump sum to avoid some of those irreversible and costly mistakes. Imagine this. Imagine that you've lost a close friend or a family member and you miss them so much. And then weeks later, you find out that they thought a lot about you as well, and they left you $1 million. Now you're overwhelmed with emotion and feeling a bit responsible to be a good steward with this newfound wealth. So what do you do? Who do you trust? What choices do you make? Well, let's face it, this really is a big responsibility, and you don't want to make any mistakes. You want to honor the person who left this financial blessing in your care. And so what do you do? Well, let me give you some advice. Grab yourself a paper and a pen, and you're going to want to write some of these things down, because again, this could be with any situation like this, and I see people make these kind of mistakes all the time. So the first thing you want to do, you have to get your hands on what I call the critical documents. There are several documents that you're going to want to collect and organize as follows. Here we go. The first thing you're going to need to have is the death certificate. Now, I recommend that my clients ask the burial place, or it could be the administrator you're dealing with. You want to ask for this, 10 certified originals. Now, if it's too late and the process is already underway, you can always get these down at the county recorder's office. These are totally available to the public. You don't have to prove who you are. You just walk in and you can say, I want so-and-so's death certificate. And as long as it's been usually 3 to 4 weeks after the person has passed, you're able to get the certified originals. And I recommend 10. Next, you want to get your hands on the insurance policies. These are the actual policies that were given to your friend or your family member when they bought the insurance. See if you can find that policy. Also, look for the latest statements. Next, you want to get your hands, and you're entitled to, a copy of the will and the trust. As a beneficiary, you are entitled to those documents, and you want to request those and see them for yourself. Next, you also want to get the most recent tax return and also the most recent investment statements. Now, there may be stock certificates. There could be stock certificates locked up in a safe somewhere. We're dealing with a state right now where the person had just about everything lined up and tidy, but they didn't tell anybody where the safe deposit box is. So there's a key and it says SD on it, and we have no idea where it is, what bank it is. It doesn't say, it's just a key. So imagine yourself being in that situation. This can happen to anybody. So think about who's going to pick up the pieces when you're no longer around. Make it easy for them, please. Next, make sure that you have their social security number. You're going to need the person's social security number, so make sure you get that. And if they were a veteran, try and find their DD-214. That's form DD-214. These are called the discharge papers from the VA. You're going to want to get a copy of those as well. Next, what should you do next? Make contact with the pros, all right? You want to find an estate planning attorney. Don't go with an attorney who's, we call it, a jack of all trades. It's not going to help you. Find someone who specializes in estate planning. Find yourself a CPA or a tax person who's familiar with these sort of issues. And then, of course, get yourself a financial advisor who specializes in helping people like you in situations just like this. You're going to want to share all the information I just gave you in part one with them as you go through trying to figure out what to do here. Next, the third thing you want to do is you want to forward their mail and emails to you. The worst thing that happens is no one takes care of that, and then important emails or important letters from the government come. No one does anything, and the next thing you know, and this just happened again this week. We had a gal who came in this week. She hadn't done anything. And now she lost an option when it comes to an IRA rollover because she waited so long. So she didn't get the mail. So set up the deceased mail and the emails if you can obtain access. Get yourself a computer person to help you to forward these to you. So now you're in the know and you know what's going on. Also, you should review their checkbook registry or online account activity. And you can go to the bank if you have a copy of the trust to show who you are, to understand where their monthly bills were and where their expenses were, because you don't want to not make a payment. We had this happen to another client who failed to make some mortgage payments, and now the bank's foreclosing on their real estate. You don't want this. This is painful and expensive. All right, what next? The fourth thing you want to do is apply for benefits. Depending on the level of involvement of your team that you formed in step two, you may want to apply for benefits from life insurance, retirement plans, the veterans. There could be some employee benefits. Social Security, believe it or not, has some benefits. And there's some credit unions, banks, and some credit cards that offer small life insurance coverage that could be worth investigating. Five, I call this the rollover and update. Once the investment companies and retirement plans have been notified of the death and the accounts are rolled over to you, you're going to want to update the beneficiaries. Because if you pass on, you don't want them to go through the same thing you're going through. So make sure that you've updated those. And this is probably the biggest mistake that I see people make all the time, and it's the easiest to fix. So beyond investment-related accounts, your estate plan attorney should transfer title of any cars, boats, real estate to you. And make sure that those items are then in your estate planning documents to go on to your kids or your beneficiaries. Next, what's the next thing you should do? Well, the sixth thing you should do is you need to review your plan. And I know you probably go pull that book off the shelf and it's all dusty and so forth, or maybe you have papers in a file somewhere. Look, you got to pull these out and you got to look at them. And even though the dust has maybe settled, you want to take inventory of how your inheritance integrates with your investment plan. It's important to consider what your total risk exposure is and if your income needs are being met, how efficient is your tax strategy right now, because now all of a sudden you've got yourself into a new tax bracket. And the last thing you want to do is file a new tax return, because the deceased person has to file one more tax return before the end of the year. So I know. Have you found out that, you're going to be inheriting some money from maybe a friend or a family member? Or maybe you're retiring and are about to roll over your 401k. You're not sure what that tax impact's really going to be, are you? Or what's the right choices that you need to be making right now so you're not like the person who came in this past week and you're missing out on some opportunities? Well, we're here to help you. We've helped coach people just like you make the right choices and avoid nasty, costly mistakes when you make these types of decisions. So if you need an experienced team to help you advise you through this, well, then here we are. So this is why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team at the Liberty Group, who can sit down with you and lay out a roadmap of steps that you can take. Retiring or being a beneficiary or an executor is confusing. It's complex. And we can help you break it down into small, understandable steps so it's not so complicated. The first step is to call our team at this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818, and request a meeting to sit down with us and discuss your situation. In this meeting, we're going to explain in plain English exactly what steps you must take and exactly what mistakes you need to avoid. Handling this type of asset takes special expertise, and it takes a qualified team who knows the ins and outs and can decipher the complexities of inheriting an IRA or a 401k. Trust, stocks, real estate, you name it, call the Protect Your Assets team right now. Here's the number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number to call is 888-588-5818. Coming up next, you just won the lottery and you're going to receive a really big check. What are five things you must do right now? It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck, because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. It is June, and we're playing a little Prince to remind you of the summer. Summer is here. It's time to get out and enjoy yourself. And that means that you can retire when you want to. You can control your destiny and have enough income to last the rest of your life if, and only if, you have the right plan. But that doesn't happen by accident. It happens by taking action. And so we have some great ideas to share with you that can put you into action. And this will be at our next workshop in Oakland. So take action right now to learn how you can retire on your terms in Trump's America. Our professional lives at the Liberty Group are dedicated to teaching people like you how to meet and exceed their financial dreams and avoid shortfalls in retirement. Join us at our next event this Thursday. Call this number, 888-588-5818, for more information. Or you can always visit our website, libertygroupllc.com. Go to workshops and you can register right there. Retiring in Trump's America is a plain English straightforward conversation where we'll talk to you about tax reform, simple yet robust investment strategies, and how you may create everlasting income in retirement. This educational event is a great tool for getting your retirement plan on track and retiring on your own terms. Come on down to Jack London Square this Thursday night. Call this number, 888-588-5818, and reserve your seat. We have a couple left. We'll be at Scott's Seafood June 7th, getting started around 6:30. So reserve your spot, 888-588-5818. Lines are ringing right now, so if you get a busy number, just hold on. You'll get there, all right? All right, now, happy birthday. Want to wish a happy birthday this week to Lori Legler. Lori, I hope you have a great birthday week. Today we've been talking about windfalls and getting large sums of money. So on today's show, we're sharing what I call the smart money moves you want to make with your lump sum. So do you know what steps to take if you get a lump sum? Like maybe you just won the lottery. Figuring out how to manage a windfall sounds like the kind of problem we'd all like to have. Well, sadly enough, getting an unexpected payout, whether from an inheritance, a lawsuit settlement, or a lucky lottery ticket, can create a world of problems. Shady financial advisors are going to shower you with dubious investment schemes. You could give the government more than their fair share in taxes, and all of a sudden, long-lost relatives reappear with hard luck stories. You might be tempted to quit your job, buy a more expensive house, or buy that Lamborghini. Is that a good thing to do? Of course not. The answer you need to do is do nothing right away. Here's some good ideas to think about as you start to get into this kind of decision. First, the first precautionary step you want to take between now and the drawing is to sign the back of your lottery ticket. A lottery ticket is a bearer instrument, meaning that whoever signs that ticket and presents a photo ID can claim the prize. Here are some other steps to help you steer clear of additional risks if you're about to receive a large pension, an inheritance, or a sale of a business. First, remain anonymous. If your state rules permit it, once people know who you are, you're going to be badgered. It's amazing to me when people start to sell their businesses or they get a lottery ticket, all of a sudden the emails and the phone calls start coming. You got to wonder, how in the heck did they find out who I am? All these financial experts all of a sudden start appearing in your life. It may be possible to maintain your anonymity, but setting up a trust or a limited liability company to receive the winnings might be a really good idea. So you want to get a lawyer who's familiar with this and can help you with this. Now, depending on where you bought the ticket, prize winners have between 180 days and 1 year from the date of the drawing to claim their prize. So remember that, you're not in any big hurry. Second, you want to see a tax pro. You have the choice between taking the prize money all at once or having it paid out in 30 installments over a 29-year period of time. And this is in the form of an annuity. With a lump sum payment, you must immediately pay tax on the entire amount. With an annuity, you're taxed only as you receive the payment. So people have trouble controlling their spending, might defer and make it a better idea, make more discipline in their life by receiving the money through an annuity payment. But remember, this payout form has drawbacks. You're going to want to compare the effective yield of the annuity with what you might earn by if you took the lump sum, paid the taxes, and invested it yourself. Another type of issue to consider is whether taking the annuity will leave your family without cash that they need to pay the estate tax if you die before the 30-year period is up. In this kind of situation, you might want to look at getting a life insurance policy to cover the estate tax bill. Now, some other good things you might think about is taking steps to protect your assets. After all, that's what this show is all about. So some things you might want to look at is not only protecting yourself from creditors, but also how to create gifts. Like I'm sure you saw what Steph Curry just did. He did that amazing gift to the university
because of his large contract he just received. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. When you have to make decisions like this, what will it look like? Think about putting yourself in this position. Are you going to be able to do things the way that you want to do them? Or are you going to be struggling to make a decision? Hopes and dreams are only going to take you so far. To retire successfully today, you really need to get a game plan in place. So I'm going to make it easy for you to get started right now with my customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. This is how this works. If you've saved at least $250 for retirement, you can pick up the phone right now and give us a call. We're going to have a conversation where we're going to listen to you and help you get yourself in a better position. We do our best to do what's right for you. So we're going to dive into your taxes, your Social Security, your income, this windfall you just received. Then if you're satisfied, we'll work together to implement your plan. The real benefit is this. Now you know. There are no more questions. There are no more unknowns. There's no more sleepless nights. This analysis is suited for people who are recently retired or within 10 years of retiring and have saved at least $250,000 for retirement. What you learn in this one meeting could change everything for you. To get yours, call us right now. 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. No one's going to help you with this. You got to take action. Take action now. Call us. 888-588-5818. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another fantastic show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make this summer the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.